Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know years ago the Lord said this to me in a time of prayer. He said, Keith, would you like to enlarge your capacity to receive from me? Well, it didn't take me but about a half second. I said, yes, yes, and yes, sir. Yes, I would like to know how to enlarge my capacity to receive from you. Because do you understand that God has a lot more to give to us than what we've been able to receive? People push it off on the will of God, say, well, it just must not be God's will to give us this or for us to enjoy this, for us to do this. No, so many times the narrowness is not on His side. It's not a matter of His will. It's a narrowness inside us. We haven't thought big enough. Haven't talked big enough, haven't prayed big enough, haven't claimed and believed big enough. Our vision can be narrow and small. So enlarging your insides, I said, yes, please, Lord, show me. This is what He told me. I wrote it down. I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but very distinctly inside me. He said this, cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving. Amen. Cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving. You know, sometimes when the Lord answers a question, it doesn't seem like He's talking about the same thing. But He is. What would that have to do with enlarging my insides? Remember the scripture Jesus said, to him that has shall more be given, and to him that has not will be taken even that which he seems to have. And if you read the whole passage, the implication is he who esteems what he has, values what he has, uses and maximizes what he has, he'll get more. And that's reinforced in other passages. In Luke 16, where it talks about stewardship, which God is very, very big on stewardship. He says, he that's faithful in that which is least, he'll be faithful in much. And so God will give things and give more to those who value and appreciate what He has given them. Amen. You know, people quote all the time and say, well, you know, the Lord helps them that help themselves. Well, that's not really a scripture. Did you hear me? But I think they ought to be saying this instead of that. The Lord gives more who are thankful for what He's given them. That is a Bible fact. That is a scriptural principle. You show me an ungrateful person, and I'll show you a doubter. Did you hear me? The two are inseparable. You show me somebody in faith, I'll show you somebody that's grateful and thankful. Somebody that's in faith for more, more thankful yet. How can you enlarge your insides? The Lord told me, He said, this, you can enlarge your insides so you can receive more from me. How? By, what was that first word? Cultivate. Cultivate. That means it ain't going to happen automatically, right?
Right.
I'm going to have to put some effort to stir myself up to be thankful. The nature of the flesh is not so. What is the nature of your flesh? Yeah, that's exactly right. And selfishness is a grumbler. Selfishness is a griper, a bellyacher, a complainer. Yeah. Selfishness is a whiny baby. It's true. I was down at Brother Jesse's this past summer, and Sister Kathy, I said that down there at their place. And Jesse said something on the way, we were on the way to eat. And she said, whiny baby? In a good Cajun accent. He said, I'm not no whiny baby. She said, whiny baby, whiny baby. We had a lot of fun out of it. They're such funny people. We love them. They're good friends. But Selfishness is a complainer. And you know, if you just do what your flesh feels like, in the morning the alarm clock will go off and you'll reach over and slap it and go, ah, grumble, grumble, grumble. Get up, stumble towards the bathroom, hit your foot on a toy. Ah, grumble, 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 grumble. I told them kids 1,000 times, grumble, grumble, don't put your grumble toys, grumble, grumble, grumble. Walk up and look in the mirror. Ah, grumble, grumble. I don't like my hair. Grumble, grumble. And what's happening to my skin? Ah, grumble, grumble. Grumble, grumble. What's wrong with me? Grumble. Look outside, and if it's not a perfect, beautiful day, ah, grumble, grumble. Cold again. Overcast again. Stumble and grumble over to the table, and maybe something wasn't fixed just the way you liked it. Oh, grumble. I told you I don't like my bacon this crisp. Grumble, grumble. And what brand is this? We don't like this brand. Grumble, grumble. We told you don't get this brand. Grumble, grumble. And then go get in the car. Ah, grumble, grumble. Grumble, grumble, this old piece of junk, I mean, the transmission leaks and the radio won't play and the heater don't work right. Grumble, grumble. Oh, but Lord, I'm thanking you for my new car, for my new. That don't work. Or back up a little bit. You went by the closet and went, I don't have a thing to wear. Grumble, grumble. I got a whole closet full of stuff and I don't have a thing to wear. I'm so tired of this. Grumble, grumble. I'm going to believe for some new clothes. That ain't the way to do it. You better say, Lord, I thank you for these clothes. If I didn't have these clothes, I'd be, what did it say in Arkansas? Naked. I'd be naked and I couldn't go to work. They wouldn't let me in church. I thank you for these clothes. Right? Be thankful. Now that doesn't mean you have to just be satisfied that this is all you'll ever have. See, can you see how people have gotten messed up? They think that it's ungrateful to want more. That's not true. Being ungrateful is not appreciating what you have. That doesn't mean you can't have vision for more and for better. In fact, you can displease God by not having vision for more and for better, because He wants to give you more and better. But part of the thing that qualifies you for the more and better is that you appreciate what He's already done for you, and you use and utilize to the fullest what He's already given you. Because if you're not faithful with a little bit, you don't qualify for more. But that's not it. I mean, you know, people get on the road, finally get that thing started, and, oh, grumble, grumble. Where'd you get your driver's license? Sears and Roebuck? Grumble, grumble. These people are crazy around here. Would you keep your eyes on the road and get off that stupid cell phone? Grumble, grumble, grumble. If they really are that dangerous driving around you, you better not be doing that. You better be saying, thank you, Lord, for ministering spirits all around about me. That'll do you some good. That grumbling and griping won't. Can't find a parking place, so they grumble. Get to work. And the boss man says, hey, you know, I need you to stay late tonight. Oh, okay. They turn the corner. Grumble, grumble, grumble. Am I the only one that ever does anything around here? Grumble, they think I run this whole place? Grumble, 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 grumble. You are negating favor for promotions. Did you hear me? You will be negating favor for raises. Because when you grumble and you gripe, you are not in faith. You grumble and gripe, you undo your prayers that you've prayed. You undo good confessions that you made. Now, don't make it worse by grumbling about this message. This was not in any of my notes today, so what? But here we are. But it is absolutely appropriate for what we're talking about. When you honor things and you value things, you don't gripe about them. And so people, you know, they fight the rush hour traffic getting back and they gripe about that and gripe about their supper or gripe because it was cold or it took too long or whatever. Finally plop down in the chair and watch the TV and go, grumble, grumble. Listen to the news. Can you believe that? Grumble, grumble, grumble. And then keep watching stuff. Grumble, grumble. And then look over. Can you believe they show that on TV? Watch it for another 2 hours. Grumble, grumble. I can't believe they let folk talk like that on TV. And then look. Oh, dear me. It's 11 o'clock. I got to go to bed. Grumble, grumble, grumble. And go to the bed and start another day. Well, that's not right. That's not the life of a person of faith. That's not the life of somebody that's operating in joy and somebody that's enlarging. What did the Lord tell me about the cultivate? Everybody say cultivate. That means when other people are griping, you got to remind yourself, what have I got to be thankful for? Right? And be giving thanks. Thank you, Lord. And I mean, it's something you learn. It's something you exercise. You walk in, you pull in the parking lot, and you say, thank you, Lord, for a paved parking lot. Yes. Don't just take it for granted. Thank you, Lord. I mean, we're especially thanking God for paved parking lots. Yes. Thank you, Lord, for a fine place to stay. Thank you, Lord, for carpet on the runners. Thank you, Lord, for a cushion on the chair. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for my clothes. Thank you, Lord. Wake up in the morning. You know, I used to tell people in healing school, it's amazing how people are focused on a problem and become so obsessed with that until they go, well, you know, my finger hurts. Something's wrong with my finger. Oh, my finger's not right. Oh, I just don't understand. Other people's finger works right. Why don't mine work right? It ain't right. And totally forget about the other nine that are just fine. That's the way unbelief is. But faith gives thanks. For anything you can think of that's wrong with you, you can find 100 things that's right. Amen. Is your heart beating this morning? Yes. Is your brain working? Thank you, Lord. Yeah, take a deep breath. Thank you, then you say, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Do you have anything to be thankful for? Yes. You've got so much to be thankful for. You are saved. Your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.